The Five Basic Buying Motives. In the sales year lesson called A Recruiter's Single Greatest Weapon, we talked about the many different types of questions recruiters should master to become successful. In this session, we're going to explain the real purpose behind asking all those questions. It's extremely valuable to find out what motivates someone to consider joining the Air Force Reserve in the first place. Now, to do this, you need to understand that there are five basic buying motives that are driving your leads and applicants to make their decision about committing to the Air Force Reserve. Let's take a close look at each of these five motives. Number one is financial gain. Financial gain is usually what motivates your leads and applicants when it comes to the tangible benefits of joining the Air Force Reserve. An example of some financial gain questions that can help determine if money is a motivator for someone to join the Air Force Reserve. How much money is it going to cost you out of your own pocket if you don't receive any financial aid for college? What kind of family vacation could you take each year with the extra income you could earn each year if you join the Air Force Reserve? What are some activities you would enjoy doing with your military pension when you retire? What are we talking about here? Pure financial gain. Here's the second motivation. Peace of mind. What interests and fears, rational or irrational, do your leads and applicants want to have addressed? How can being a member of the Air Force Reserve help them with their concerns about personal security, education and training, protecting their family? Some questions you could ask to find out if someone would like to have peace of mind might be these examples. Let me ask you this, John. What impact would the downsizing of your civilian company have on your ability to maintain your current lifestyle? Here, we are targeting personal security. What's keeping you from competing for the type of job you want in the private sector? This question focused in on education and training. In the event something happened to you, how would your family pay the bills? This example planted the seed for the value of service members' group life insurance to protect the family in case something happened to the breadwinner. The third motivation is pleasure. Everyone's definition of pleasure is very different. For some, it can be comfort, convenience, or enjoyment. For others, it could be admiration from others, luxury, or good health. How does your lead or applicant define this pleasure? You might ask something such as, if you took advantage of the Air Force Reserve's educational assistance programs that provide you with money to help pay for college, how would this impact your ability to get an exciting, high-paying job? With the extra income you could earn as a member of the Air Force Reserve, what kind of fun things could you purchase for yourself or your family? What were some of your favorite recreational activities that you enjoyed participating in while you were on active duty? The fourth, removal of pain. People commit to the Air Force Reserve to reverse or relieve a negative from their life. Here are some examples of negatives. Financial stress, boredom, poor working conditions. Here is an example line of questions. What's causing you the most frustration in your present part-time job? Your applicant responds with something like, my job is not very exciting, and they only pay me minimum wage with no fringe benefits. Then you follow up by asking, how much frustration is this causing you? Perhaps he says, a lot. I get the lousy assignments, even though I work harder than a lot of the full-time employees who get paid more than I do. In turn, you ask, what's going to happen if this situation continues? And he says, I'm either going to have to find a more exciting job with better pay and benefits, or I'll never be able to afford college. With your follow-up questions, you can uncover the pain they would like to remove and offer them a solution. The fifth motivation, pride. All humans need to feel important to gain approval, acceptance, or a sense of belonging. An example of some questions to find out if someone might be motivated by pride to join the Air Force Reserve could be, how rewarding is it for you to feel like you're giving something back to your community and your country? How important is it for you to receive recognition for a job well done? Since you left active duty, how much do you miss being around other members of the military? Now, you're finding out if they will commit for pride. So, what are the five reasons people buy? Financial gain, peace of mind, pleasure, removal of pain, and pride. Those are the top five buying motives. And when you begin to notice a common thread that weaves its way throughout your leads or applicants' answers, you are usually honing in on their dominant buying motive. Once you are able to identify this thread, you should aim your questions in its direction to further your understanding of how the Air Force Reserve opportunity can satisfy their need for financial gain, peace of mind, pleasure, removal of pain, and pride.